This is Dina Hughes, the reporter from Milton. Here are the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis. The pandemic has killed more than 805,000 people, according to numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University on Sunday. More than 23 million cases have been registered in 196 countries and territories. The United States has recorded the most deaths, with over 176,000, followed by Brazil with more than 114,000, Mexico with more than 60,000. India's confirmed cases crossed the 3 million mark, with nearly 70,000 new infections as the disease continues to surge in the world's second most populous nation. After largely bringing its outbreak under control, South Korea returns to tightening curbs to try to contain a new growing cluster of cases. The chief of the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned, this is a quote, "The situation is very grave and serious as we are on the brink of a nationwide pandemic." Nightclubs and beaches have now been closed. There are tight restrictions on large religious services, and face masks will be mandatory in Seoul's public areas. Rohingya in Myanmar's conflict-racked Rakhine State express fears of an outbreak reaching their overcrowded camps, where nearly 130,000 live, after a spate of infections sent the state capital into lockdown. Police in Peru say at least 13 people suffocated in a crush during a raid on a nightclub in the capital, Lima, where a party of around 120 people was being held despite a ban on such gatherings due to the coronavirus pandemic. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.